Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up at 9, the Red Sox front office report with Sam Kennedy. 1 week from tomorrow, it is roadshow number one, third season of road shows, and we begin in Brattleboro, Vermont at the Stone Church 1 week from tomorrow. Can't wait to see you guys. First time that we are going to the great state of Vermont. Night before, we'll be just down the road in New Hampshire at the Poorhouse in Keene for our
draft night,
our unofficial draft night party.
Yep.
So I hope you'll come out there as well. I don't think I mentioned it yet, but I have locked down a Miller mystery local legend specifically for Courtney Cox for the Rhode Island Roadshow. You are obsessed, capital O. You're going to be apoplectic. Is that the word?
You nailed it.
When it comes to this mystery guest that I have for the Rhode Island show for you.
All right, I'm going to say it. Taylor Swift.
No.
She do have a house out there.
You're going to lose your mind. Anyway, full road show schedule available on our social media, The Greg Hill Show, WEEI, on Instagram. It's on X, too, I would assume. Courtney?
Yes, on okay. X. It's pinned at the top of X.
Okay. So. All right. So I hope you'll join us. We added a couple road shows this road show season, and we'll be out and about all the way through near the end of June. But right now, we got to get to this.
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
You think I am a creepy guy?
How
creepy
is it?
It was probably the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Can I put a camera in the lady toilet?
And it's kind of creepy, which is nice.
Back up, you creep.
Okay, Curtis. Issue yesterday when it came to a question that was asked of Caitlin Clark.
So, Caitlin Clark was introduced as the top pick of the Indiana Fever. WNBA Fever has gripped the nation. And a reporter, columnist, Greg Doyle, who is at the Indianapolis Star, people that are listening to this show right now remember him for his absolutely insane, I think he said that Tom Brady should have been suspended for life from the NFL. I'm not even kidding. Like,
yes.
He lost his mind with Deflategate because right. It was, of course, Patriots, Colts, all that.
Yeah, he's kind of a dink.
He is a dink with a capital D.
Yeah.
And yesterday, he did what he seems to do always, which is make himself the story and irritate those around him. This is the back and forth with Caitlin Clark and Greg Doyle yesterday.
Hi, Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well,
cool.
Let's start doing it to me, and we'll be able to get along just fine. So.
Oh, God.
He did the.
The hot, like, isn't that what she does, like, her
yeah.
hot
yeah.
hand signal there?
Yeah. And so he writes a column today I'm sorry. I was part of the problem. He leads the column with, I'm devastated to realize I'm part of the problem. I screwed up Wednesday during my first interaction with Caitlin Clark. What happened was the most me thing ever. In one way, I'm sort of known locally for having awkward conversations with people before asking brashly controversial questions. I've done this for years with people like Chuck Pagano, Frank Reich, and Shane Steichen. No idea who that is. Notice something about those names? They're all men.
Yeah.
That's not the issue. But he's missing the point.
Right.
That's what's bothersome for any woman who's watching this. The thing is, it's very nice that he has conversations with somebody, playful conversations before doing an interview. That's a pretty basic thing that you're taught in college to have somebody at ease before you start asking them questions. That's not the issue. It's the way he handled this compared to if he handled any other male counterpart. That is the issue. The way he spoke to her, the way he...
Lightweight flirting with her.
Well, yeah, but it was also like, oh, and if you do that to me,
We'll be just fine. What a dink.
Like, why does Caitlin Clark care what you have to say?
Right.
Or think about her, or what you're going to write? She doesn't give an F.
What a jerk. Has the apology been accepted? But if I were Caitlin Clark, I wouldn't accept his apology.
He probably has.
But instead of writing a column listing your resume, how about you just do, I'm sorry?
Right.
Yeah.
What is your conversation with anybody else have to do with the fact that you did something in this moment that was wrong? Like, it doesn't matter if Chuck Pagano likes the fact that you're weird, which I doubt he does, and I doubt you're as famous as you think you are. But in this case, don't profit off of it by writing this long column documenting who you are and how great you are at your job by apologizing. You just say, I'm sorry. And
just say, yeah, I made a joke that didn't land.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's all. That's what he was trying to do. He's lightweight flirting with her. He tried to make a joke that didn't land. And that's all you got. I think once you start going down the other direction of trying to say, this is not who I am and blah, blah, and all this, like, people, then it's just like, yo, you tried at a joke. It didn't work. It didn't land. And, you know, I'm sorry for that. I hope she accepts my apology.
Well, the president weighed in on Caitlin Clark yesterday and took to Twitter to say that she should be paid what she deserves. What do you think of that?
I mean, we need to stop it. Like, what does that mean? Like, yeah, she's getting paid what she deserves in the WNBA. I mean, that's just the way it is. She'll make more money. I guarantee you, if she goes overseas and plays, she'll make more money over there. The Big Three offered her money, so we need to stop with this. We have this conversation all the time. Women's sports don't bring in a ton of money other than the U.S. women's soccer team when it's some type of, event that the country's getting behind.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a thing, though, now in general where it's that word deserves. Like, this could be Ask a Boomer, maybe, but it used to be you're paid what you earned.
Yeah, but that's not the same no more.
And if you weren't earning enough, it would inspire you to work harder so that you could earn more.
Yeah, but that's not the world we live in, Greg.
Now I feel like there's an expectation. Mm-hmm. That you automatically deserve, whether it's from a business or from the government, to be paid X.
No, you don't think
Caitlin Clark deserves to be paid more, though? Like, I don't care if it's the WNBA, the NBA, soccer. I don't care what sport we're talking about. If you are the face of anything, I think that you deserve to be paid something.
Where do they get the money from if they don't have it, though?
Okay, so what about the commissioner for the WNBA? How much do they make? I'd love to find out, because I'm sure as hell it's over $76,000.
$76,000. But I think her salary in the WNBA isn't like a fair judgment, because didn't she also get a like eight-figure deal from Nike?
Yes, but we got to be separate about that.
Yeah, but if the WNBA doesn't have the money to give her, then they can't pay her. They simply can't. Like,
and Roger, can't she deserves it.
But yeah, Roger Goodell,
it's unfortunate thinking, and it's really, like, you don't go to a company right out of college, which is what she is doing,
yeah,
and deserve to be paid anything.
No, but I was making 20 grand out of it. I was making 20 grand out of college.
Right. Somebody might have said to you, hey, you deserve to be making more. No. But that's not life.
Roger Goodell made more money than Tom Brady every year for the final 5 years of his career. Roger Goodell made more money than Patrick Mahomes up until last season.
It's a bit different, though, when I just looked it up. The WNBA commissioner, $3 million annually.
Right. No, I mean, I'm looking at a story that says they don't know it. It's not public, but other CEOs make around $3 million. Kathy Engelbert.
But it's not that she deserves anything. She hasn't done nothing in the WNBA.
Right. Well, she's already brought a ton of eyes to the draft.
Do you think she deserves more than Jackie Young?
I think she's done more for the sport already.
But all it's right, not. Unfortunately, we got to take a break.
Well, you brought it up.
We will get to the rest. It's the GD clock.
I love my game.
I have no control over it. Huh? I got to stick to it. Well, sweat. Okay. I deserve to be paid more because we're sticking to the clock.
Amen. You are underpaid. We can all agree there.
Holy cow. I mean, I'm being told I'm one of the most influential people in Boston now. Right. Is Sam Kennedy higher on me on that list than I am?
Don't worry. I'm printing it as we speak.
Wiggy's the highest.
No. I like what I get paid. I don't complain.
Okay, we will get to the Red Sox front office report with Sam Kennedy next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.